Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So a painting I've come to love is Rembrandt's Storm at the Sea of Galilee, which is based on today's Gospel from Mark. If you have a chance today, have a look at this painting, and I'll leave that in the show notes of this episode. Now in the painting, Jesus and his disciples were in the sea, and it says in the Gospel, a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already filling, but Jesus was asleep on the cushion. And they woke and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" Now in the painting, you can see two groups of disciples, those who are close to Jesus and those who are away from Jesus. The ones further away are trying to fight the storm, trying to make sure the boat won't sink, relying on their own strength. And as it's represented, those who are further away from Jesus look much more agitated and frightened. The ones who are looking directly at Jesus are, of course, the ones who are calmest. But the ones that strike me the most, especially as a, you know, for myself who's a priest called to love God wholeheartedly and my neighbour, are those particular figures in the painting who are physically close to Jesus but are looking away from him. One you see vomiting over the boat and the other looks completely distressed. Because it's trying to say, I think, that because you're just going to church or doing Christian things and activities doesn't mean you are looking at Christ. And therefore, the storm becomes just as unbearable. So the question the painting and I have for you today is, which disciple in the boat are you in the storm? Are you the ones trying to control the storm? Or can you sit and trust Jesus, who has authority over the storm and the sea? And as Jesus rebuked the wind, saying, "Peace, be still," let Jesus say that to our own hearts today. Peace, be still, and know that I am God. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son we may abound in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.